Time Payment Plans for DUI Fines and Assessments. My name is Gordon Thompson, and today is July 19th, 2016. The topic for today's podcast is Time Payment Plans for DUI Fines and Assessments. The fines and assessments for DUIs in Arizona as misdemeanors can be very substantial, and in some cases can be well over $10,000. For that reason, all courts allow defendants to make time payments for the fines and assessments. The rules vary somewhat by court, and most courts, though, will, as a matter of course, allow people to make time payment plans. The exception would be the City of Phoenix Court, which says that if a defendant has the ability to pay the fines on the day of sentencing, they must pay them in full. And the way the court financial enforcement unit would make that determination is they run a credit check, and if they find the person has a credit card with an available credit in excess of the amount due for the fines and assessments, then they insist on the person paying that amount on the credit card that day. But Phoenix is an exception. All other courts basically do it as a matter of course upon request. Now, to pay over time, the court assesses a one-time $20 time payment fee that's mandated by state law. However, the court does not impose interest. There is no interest, at least initially no interest, on any outstanding payments. As long as the defendant continues the payment plan in accordance with what they've agreed to, there is no problem. If, however, they miss a payment, then there is a problem. Enforcement mechanisms depend upon court. In the Maricopa County Justice Courts, what happens is the defendant is placed on summary probation, and one of the conditions, of course, is to make the payments. If they fail to make a payment, then the court may institute a violation of probation proceeding and sentence the defendant to jail if they're unable to come up with a good reason why they didn't make the payments. Other courts, such as Scottsdale and Phoenix, do not place the defendant on probation for purposes of collecting the fines, but rather will set a order to show cause at which the defendant must explain why they didn't make the payments, and if it's not a good reason, then the court can hold them in contempt and sentence them to jail. Now, it is very important to stay current with whatever payment plan a person sets up. And the reason for that is the law also authorizes the court to contract with a collection agency to collect it. And so if somebody runs into a problem payments, getting behind on the payments, and it goes to collections, then the court is authorized to add an extra 18% penalty on top of the amount due, and the collection agency can add collection costs as well. So a fine amount can go up very quickly if it goes into collections. Now, if a person is making payments, and they can do that with just about every court now, either by calling up with a credit card or by paying online. There's an option to pay online with virtually all courts now. But it's important to remember that if you pay online or pay by calling in, that you have to do it in a timely fashion. For example, if you are paying by a credit card online and it's due as of 12 midnight and you wait to 12:05 and try to pay it, then you can't pay it because then you're locked out. They won't accept the payment and instead are either going to file a violation of probation proceeding if it's a justice court, or an order to show cause if it is a court like Phoenix or Scottsdale. So in short, it's important to make the payments in a timely fashion, make them ahead of time, because even though you may have the ability to pay it just after it's due, you'll end up with an order to show cause. What the courts now can do is if it determines that a person is unable to make the fine payments, financially unable to do so, they can do community service and pay off the fine at the rate of $10 per hour of community service. So that's another option that didn't used to exist, although the court must make the determination the person is unable to pay the fines And generally speaking, the court wants the fine money. So that's not an option very often. This provision about doing community service, it does not apply to any court-ordered restitution. If, for example, there's a traffic accident and the defendant is ordered to pay for damages, they still have to pay those. They cannot do community service for the restitution. So that's today's podcast topic, namely time payment plans for DUI fines and assessments. If you have any questions, please call me.